What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We've got the phone lines are closed because I'm way, way behind on the talking points here. And I'm tired of talking about nano silver anyway. We're talking about the economy. Yesterday, we mentioned how Italy's banks were being told by the European Central Bank there is no help available. Well, Greece is in serious trouble as well, has been for a while. And the IMF is now saying their current bailout plan is not credible. Apparently, there isn't enough money left in the pockets of the people of Greece to make this work out for the money junkies, and so they're being cut loose. Now, remember, part of the problem with Greece's economy is back when Papandreou was there and Greece was first joining the European Union. Papandreou, working with Goldman Sachs, used a bunch of currency swaps to conceal the true scale of Greece's debt to get into the EU. Then after they were in the EU and Papandreou stepped down, his successors came on in, looked at the bookkeeping and said, oh boy, we are in trouble, or whatever the equivalent in the Greek language would happen to be. So half that debt was arrived at by fraud. And according to people like Christine Lagarde over at the IMF, it doesn't matter. If the debt was created by fraud by your government, you still have to pay it. It's sacrosanct. And by the way, Lagarde is now on trial herself over in France for negligence from when she was holding a position over there as well. So Italy's banks are being left to twist slowly in the wind. Same thing in Greece. Over in Italy, UniCredit has just slashed 14,000 jobs. And they are out there literally begging investors for any kind of cash to keep things going a little bit longer. And anybody looking at this Ponzi scheme, private central banking system, has to understand we are at the point where no amount of money poured on in is going to save the system, let alone generate a profit. And they're looking at a massive collapse of Italy's banks that could be the last days of the Eurozone. Now, Nobel Prize-winning Harvard economist Oliver Hart, in an interview with Euractiv Spain, was saying the euro was a mistake because the single currency was imposed before the European Union member states were sufficiently homogeneous to be considered a single entity. In other words, form the EU, blend everybody together like George Soros is trying to do with the refugees, then the euro could have worked. But with all due apologies to the Nobel Prize winning economist here, that wasn't the main problem. The main problem was the European Union was built, created, with a built-in self-destruct mechanism called the European Central Bank. It's a private central bank, and like all private central banks, it's a pyramid scheme. It generates more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt crashes the system, and that's exactly what's going on now. And everybody's out there just it's like musical chairs. You know, the music stops, everybody grabs a chair, or a pile of cash in this case. Now, you know this giant Wells Fargo fake account scandal is continuing to spread. And apparently Prudential Financial has had to suspend this program for a low-cost life insurance policy. You probably get these all in the mail, you know, low-cost term life policy. And apparently Wells Fargo was signing up people for these life insurance policies fraudulently in order to hit their accounts for a fee every month. Now, turning over to Great Britain, this idea that Russia is to blame for everything is getting wildly out of control, okay? Russia hacked the U.S. election. Russia nailed Jesus to the cross. Russia extincted the dinosaurs. Russia made Hillary Clinton murder Vincent Foster. Russia shot down the Hindenburg. Russia shoved that iceberg into the side of the Titanic, whatever it is. Member of Parliament in Great Britain, Ben Bradshaw, is now out there saying that Russian hackers rigged the EU referendum so that Brexit would win. It's all Russia's fault. The British people want to remain slaves of the European Central Bank and Brussels. And gosh darn those Russian hackers, they skewed the election. And apparently the British people are laughing at him as much as the American people are laughing at Hillary Clinton over this. Meanwhile, there is a push to allow EU citizens to stay in Great Britain after the Brexit. Now, we're not talking about EU citizens that are from France and Germany and Italy and places like that. We're talking about this flood of refugees that were brought on into the European Union and granted EU citizenship, ran across that channel tunnel, and are now in Great Britain. So there's a push to say, after the Brexit is over, you got to keep the refugees. You can't send them back. And I know Parliament's on the side with that, because they all dream of that global government. The British people have really had enough of that. We're going to take a moment to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And we're seeing over in Germany, as I mentioned before, this is in the Express over in Great Britain, where Putin is out to get Angela Merkel, and Russia could order more migrant sex attacks in Germany. So this is the blame Russia for everything. You know, now they want to say that Putin is somehow orchestrating all these refugees' rapes of women across Europe. It's all Russia's fault. These migrants would be perfectly okay, but Putin calls them up late at night and he uses Soviet mind control on them to get them to go on out and do this stuff. I mean, it really is getting ridiculous. It's amazing. If there wasn't so much at stake in terms of the well-being of the people of planet Earth and all the potential deaths from an out-of-control war, this would be laughable, whether it's Hillary or the British Member of Parliament or the people in Germany out there trying to cover up for their own failings by saying, oh, it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. It would be laughable were it not for all the suffering that this mismanagement and this rush to a new world order global government has caused. Now then, getting on to the issue of police brutality here in the United States of America, and it is still a problem. Finding actual numbers of how many innocent, law-abiding Americans are being killed by the police has been very, very difficult. And these are obviously numbers the government doesn't think you should know about. The real media won't even address this issue of how many law-abiding Americans are being killed by the police. And by the way, it's more than all the terrorists and mass shooters are doing. But there's a story in The Guardian in Great Britain saying that the number of people killed by the police is actually twice what is being admitted to by the U.S. government. It's out of control. The police are murdering more innocent Americans than terrorists and mass shooters. And under the civil forfeiture laws, they're stealing more than all the robbers, muggers, and thieves put together. That's how completely out of control it has been. Now, as part of that long series of stories about all these mid-level government officials who are embezzling and stealing and defrauding and cheating and all the rest of it, was this one where over in Santa Cruz County, their police officer of the year, highly decorated, Officer Barney Joseph Ranmouth, has now been arrested for multiple charges of raping children. And some of it is really nasty stuff. But you know, you put on that uniform and the badge and people will just respect you. Just like you put on a white laboratory coat and people will believe you when you say humans are warming the earth. Or you put on the priest's robes and you believe them when they say whatever it is they're going to say. We live in a world of illusions, and it's time to let those illusions go. I can understand the success of the Matrix movie franchise and even the current Westworld. people understand it's a metaphor for what we're really having to deal with in this life. Now, over in Baton Rouge, officers beat up a 16-year-old boy. Apparently, he hadn't actually done anything. He's innocent. And cops held him down while one of the officers repeatedly punched him in the head. It was caught on video, and the police are saying the video is insufficient evidence to charge him. So let's look at some of these stories about corruption across America. Former volunteer firefighter arrested for embezzlement. Firefighter, same one. Rodney Gentry, treasurer of the Henry Volunteer Fire Department, was arrested for embezzlement. Former La Vista Volunteer Firefighter Association financial officer for embezzlement. Ex-labor union treasurer gets probation in embezzlement case. Disbarred Belmore attorney arrested again for stealing from clients. Apparently looted $500,000 from an estate he represented. Judge in con conspiracy case arrested. Apparently he was taking kickbacks for favorable decisions. Arrest warrant issued for former DJP secretary. Officer caught embezzling, required to pay discounted restitution. He only has to pay back part of what he stole. Idaho police union president and wife arrested for heist on police union lodge. Minerva Town ex-worker charged with stealing public funds. Fort Myers city employee investigated for stealing from department. Ex-FPL employee in Juneau Beach office charged with embezzling $123,000. Former fire chief accused of embezzling $3,000 from Cabarrus County Department. U.S. Air Force fire chief pleads guilty to embezzling over $100,000. Hancock County, Mississippi fire district clerk charged with embezzling $25,000. Wrongful termination lawsuit alleges millions embezzled from public utility. Woman tried to blow the whistle and was fired on that. Let's see what else we have here. FBI investigates allegations of embezzlement against Compton's deputy treasury. Plymouth man charged with embezzlement from employee pension plan. Ex-county employee faces embezzlement charge. Human services employee arrested on embezzlement and related charges. City employee sentenced to 4 years for embezzlement. Former health employees charged with embezzlement, food handler cards being recalled. This stuff all happened in the last month. A criminal government begets a criminal society. And this desperate need for pieces of paper and ink to keep our bankers happy, to keep their lordships, the lenders, happy, has destroyed what was best in the American character. Americans used to be a people who could be proud of being Americans. Moral, just, courageous, innovative. And we've been reduced to a population looking under each other's seat cushions for spare change. All because of private central banking. Now the PC people are back out there. Apparently Wonder Woman has now lost her job as honorary ambassador for the United Nations because she's white. And that sends the wrong message here. Now, apparently, and this story is coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, advisors are being paid £200,000 to help train teachers to address their students in the classrooms with gender-neutral terms so that they don't offend transgenders. And we're talking about classes of seven-year-olds who I don't think even know what transgender is, let alone. But they're being told they may not use the terms boys or girls. They need a gender-neutral term. So from now on, you teachers will address all your seven-year-old students by the gender-neutral term slave. Because that seems to be exactly where they're heading in this Orwellian nightmare. Slave is gender neutral. So we're all going to be using that from now on. Now, Donald Trump has asked the Department of Energy for a list of their employees who were involved with the climate change hoax. And basically, he wants a list of people who've been using taxpayer-funded money to advance the green agenda and basically commit fraud with the data and news reporting. And he wants their names so he can do his The Apprentice, you're fired on them. And here's where it gets interesting. The Department of Energy is refusing. Now, at this point, the Department of Energy sort of can kind of get away with that because as of right now, Donald Trump is a private citizen. And maybe somebody at the Department of Energy is thinking Trump will never actually be the president. Because once he is, whoever it was who said, we're going to refuse your request, they're going to be out there looking for another job, along with all those DOE people who were part of that human-caused global warming fraud. Okay, let's see. We're going to open the phone lines here again because I'm getting on down to the bottom of the talking points. If you have a Netgear router, there is yet another flaw or backdoor in there, major vulnerability that could open you up to being hacked. Netgear is rushing to release a fix, but it begs the question, are these really just flaws in their products? Are they really that bad a designer, or are security experts stumbling over the back doors the government mandates be placed in all this hardware so they can spy on you? There seem to be an awful lot of them. And supporting that idea is this very bizarre story that came out of ZDNet. Now, Munich-based ESNC, a security research firm, released an advisory detailing a remotely exploitable bug in a security tool developed by auditing and tax giant PwC could allow an attacker to gain unauthorized access and execute payment transactions and transfer of money. PwC, instead of saying, we're going to fix this, had their attorneys send cease and desist letters to the security researchers saying, don't talk about this anymore. It seems like an odd response. Wouldn't you want to know that your system had a back door that allowed for fraudulent transfer of money? Did somebody inside PwC or their clients want the ability to make unauthorized transfers of money? Because remember, if they're pushing toward that cashless society, terrorists and drug dealers, they're still going to want their money somehow. And maybe it's not being handed to them at the street level. We know governments love to backdoor all these banking systems to give themselves special privileges in the moving of vast sums of money around the planet. Remember the BCCI scandal? It was all tangled up with CIA and drug running and terrorists, and even the Vatican Bank got caught up in that. So here we have a company that writes auditing and tax software. Its security system has a hole in it through which people can make unauthorized payments and transfers. A security company points it out, and they sick the lawyers on them to say, shut up, don't talk about it. Was it a goof or an intentional backdoor for nefarious purposes? Wouldn't be the first time either. In the realm of cryptography, code breaking, not too long ago, well, actually, it was a while back, there was a company called Crypto AG. Now, we're coming up on a commercial break, and so I'm going to halt the story here. But when I come on back, I'm going to share a little something about how NSA operates and how effective they really are or are not in terms of breaking codes around the world. So we'll be right back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about codes, code breaking, the National Security Agency, and why they're not really able to do much of anything. And as long as I'm talking about cryptography, I had to get out my Captain Midnight secret decoder badge, for those of you on BAM user. During World War II, probably most of you realize that Bletchley Park had the task of breaking the Enigma code, the German Enigma code, which was an amazing device here. Now, breaking a code is a two-step process. The first step is to define the methodology, the means by which the clear text and the key are combined to produce the encrypted message. Then you have to find the key itself. Of the two, the first is the hardest part. And that's what Alan Turing and his friends at Bletchley Park succeeded in doing. They went from that captured Enigma machine to figure out the methodology, and then Alan Turing built that machine, which they nicknamed the bomb because it was always ticking like it was about to explode, and they were able to read the German messages. Now, at the end of World War II, all the documentation at Bletchley Park was destroyed, because Great Britain and the United States made presents of captured German Enigma machines to their friends around the world without bothering to mention that they could actually read the messages being encoded on these machines. Good friends. So fast forward a few years, and there's a company in Europe called Crypto AG, which is building a modern, updated version of Enigma. And the NSA went to the owner of the company and paid a generous sum of money to have a backdoor built into that machine. And when that finally surfaced, that was a big scandal. And we all know about the NSA key built into Microsoft's cyber infrastructure. They work with backdoors. They have to, especially in this day and age of computers. The reality is it's very easy to create systems of encryption the NSA can't defeat. And we actually proved that a few years back. We put out 6 encryption challenges here from the website, none of which were ever solved. And they weren't that difficult. I'm not an encryption expert, and I'm only a moderately decent programmer. It is possible. The way the NSA reads what you're doing is through backdoors. And so it begs the question, are all these flaws that are constantly being discovered by security researchers in routers and modems, are they just mistakes, or are they mandated backdoors so the government always has access to what you're doing? It's a legitimate question. Along with this question, are the ransomware writers who seem immune from the same U.S. government that insists they know that Russia hacked the election, are they working for the government? Sort of an online version of the police and civil forfeiture, just out there robbing and looting the population at will. That's a legitimate question as well. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, first, just on encryption, like any good secret, it's not about how difficult it is to crack. It's about how many people know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The more people who know the encryption, by definition, the easier it's going to be to crack. So
mm-hmm.
You're right. If you, a buddy, family, a couple friends make up an encryption code, that's going to be a lot harder for anyone else to figure out than if you buy a popular, well-known one.
The point I was making is, and I'm going to keep you through the commercial break, so we're not going to rush here. The problem is anything that you buy commercially probably has a backdoor in it. When DES was first put out, it was discovered it had a special packet in there that included your encryption key, encrypted with a key that only the NSA had. The same thing with the Clipper chip. That had a backdoor in it. When they were trying to sell Clipper and they were talking about the key escrow system, it was a complete and utter hoax because the encryption key for anything encoded by Clipper was inside the Clipper message. They didn't need to bother with any of that stuff. It was just a complete bluff to get you to use a government-mandated encryption system with a false promise that you had some kind of protection of your privacy, which you didn't. Kyle, stay on the line. I'm going to bring you right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Kyle in Pennsylvania about encryption, and you're absolutely right. The more people who have access to a system of encryption, the more vulnerable it becomes. They captured an Enigma off of a German submarine. The naval version of the Enigma actually only had five rotors to save room on the submarine, as opposed to the main Enigma, which had six, but it was enough for them to figure out what's going on. But let's look at this in the context of the threat we are told the NSA is supposed to be dealing with, which are terrorists and occasionally drug criminals. Those are very, very small groups of people. And the fact of the matter is that if you are planning a major drug operation or a terrorist attack, the amount of effort needed to come up with a brand new, never seen before system of encryption is very minimal. That was the whole point of the exercise that I did a while back. And so this idea that they have to have access to all of our encryption to fight crime and terror is nonsense, because the real criminals and the real terrorists aren't using the systems of encryption that we, the people, are.
But Mike, if you don't have, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have anything to be afraid of, right? I mean,
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. you're being facetious.
I'm making
a point about
Pastazina. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. You can't have it both ways.
I'm a private person here. I mean, Edward Snowden has already blown the whistle that NSA people will grab pictures off of your computer of your significant other in sexy poses and nude poses, and they probably that Utah data center is now the largest private collection of amateur porn on the planet here. But I'll give you a real world example of why I take my privacy very, very seriously. Back when I was working on the Lost TV series, I had to take a trip, and I took my business laptop with me, which had on it behind the scenes, not officially released photos from the set and the cast. And then about, you know, went through TSA. TSA looked at the laptop and blah, 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 blah. And then about a month later, those photos showed up on a fan site, and I got into serious trouble. I could have lost my job. Because somebody at TSA saw the photos, put them on a jump disk, gave them to his friend who had a fan site. And they're off and running. And so I have a legitimate reason to keep my data private from a government that can't be trusted with it. Then you have incidents like the Seattle APEC, where U.S. government agents were literally breaking into computers of conference attendees, not to fight crime and terror, but to steal business secrets and give them to Bill Clinton's cronies. You know, the biggest danger to our data is the government itself, and we have every right under that Fourth Amendment to enforce privacy against a government that cannot be trusted with our personal data.
Well, and this is going back to the Enigma code. If you remember correctly, they, even though they had cracked the code and knew the majority of the Germans' movements and plans, there were certain things that they knew that were going to happen that they didn't stop, that they let bombings and attacks.
Because they didn't want the Germans to know the code had been compromised. Yeah, that's one of the really hard decisions you have to make when you've penetrated somebody's communications. If you act on it, you run the risk of them realizing their communications are compromised.
And now you have, you know, flash forward to today, where I live just outside of Philadelphia, where the world-famous school where the kid was eating Skittles, and the school board was spying on his webcam, thinking that he was taking pills, and then they went and they expelled the kid until it turned out, you know, they were spying on him in his home. You're going to pretty much let the world know that you have this ability for kids eating Skittles. The stupidity of these people is astounding. I don't understand.
Well, the part that I think freaked out the parents wasn't that they were watching the kid eating Skittles, is that these school officials had the means to be watching the kids in the privacy of their room, engaging in other activities in various states of undress, and that's about as polite as I can put it.
Exactly.
There is a commercial out for this gizmo you plug into your car. I think it's called Hum. And part of it's being sold as emergency roadside service, which I think is really good. But they've got this one commercial where your daughter has just got her driver's license, and by plugging this in, you know, you can set limits as where she can go. And just, I wouldn't do that to my kid. If you don't have a relationship with your child based on trust and respect, you know, all the computer surveillance in the world isn't going to fix it. And then, of course, we have these dolls out for Christmas that plug into your Wi-Fi and send everything your child is talking about to a Defense Department contractor. It's just completely out of control here.
Well, and that's what people don't realize, is that when you hear security, even your home security companies, you know, ADT, Alarm.me, whatever, that they're not individual companies. They all use third-party companies to do the monitoring, to do the watching, and those third-party companies are 100% hooked up with the government. So if you're thinking if there's any device in your home that has a camera, a microphone, you know, any sort of surveillance device that's not somehow getting back to, you know, the least people who you would trust with that information, then you're out of your mind. Because all of these are, no matter what device you're using, no matter what company, what product, they're all using standard issued, industry standard equipment and companies, and it's one huge drain just sucking up all of this data and information. Which,
well, you know, I got to tell you, that's in my case, that's a huge waste of time and money, because all the cameras are showing are the back and front entrances. What are they going to do? Watch the pineapple grow? You know, the pineapple cam, courtesy of the United States government, the sweetest smelling government in the world.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Good Shepherd. But
oh yeah, I love it.
They have a great scene where they go through and they have this. It's kind of a plot throughout the whole movie where they have just picture and slight audio of this place in I think Spain or whatever, and they analyze every little detail. Sound of the bells in the back, the certain yes. cupboard that's made, this and that. And even though the pineapple trees and the garden gnome, the people who are theoretically doing the analytics on this have the ability to glean on a tremendous amount of information just from the smallest details.
Yeah, but remember the storyline of the Good Shepherd? They were fed that photo on that tape as a tease, you know, to tangle them up and get them looking at X while Y was going on, to try and draw in and compromise somebody. In terms of a home security system, again, all they're going to know is when we're here and when we're not, and they already know that from our smartphones. And like I said, if they want to pay somebody to be looking through my security camera at my back porch, you know, as the butterflies fly around, I mean, I'm opposed to this.
It doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter
at the end of the day, because they have satellites that can determine who you specifically are from the gate of your walk. They can look down on you and see who's walking, and they have the ability with facial recognition, the gate of your walk.
Now, it's funny you should say that. It's funny you should say that, because they just had a story on the TV about how Facebook has a new facial recognition system out, and they're saying it's 70% accurate. You couldn't go to court with a 70% assurance rate on that stuff. And they've had this facial recognition stuff going on in airports for all these years. They've never caught a real terrorist with it. They keep bagging all these innocent people that the system confuses for somebody else. And as far as the gait is concerned, you know, if you stub your toe, twist your ankle, you're suffering from gout, your gait changes. And it strikes me as a huge waste of time and money, and maybe that's the whole point. The security industrial complex is all about grabbing more money and power and authority without needing to actually accomplish anything of any use. Certainly this idea that the NSA has all this money for these data centers to scoop up all the phone calls and the data of people who aren't actually doing anything, which complicates the problem of actually of analysis and finding anything. It seems to be more about the money and the power and the prestige than about actually getting anything done. And again, going back, if they've got all this wonderful technology, why can't they find those ransomware writers?
Well, and the best technology in the world is only as good as the people that are using it. And we saw about 5 years ago when the gentleman broke the NSA body scanners by strapping guns to the side of him and not anywhere on the front of his body, and they just look like shadows. They just melted into that black part, and he was able to walk right by. So, you know, you can have the greatest technology in the world, but if you don't have, first of all, you're going to build a smarter mouse.
The stuff is designed and built to make money, not necessarily to actually do anything useful. Anyway, listen, Kyle, going to let you go. Got one more phone call we're going to take. Steve in California, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael, I'm catching the show a little bit late. You may have already discussed this, but I'm just looking at the RBN website, and I'm trying to figure out this Michael Moore character. It seems like he was for Trump at one time. Now he's against Trump, and he's trying to organize a revolution against him and disrupt the whole inauguration process. What do you make of this guy?
Well, I'd be very careful about using the word revolution, because protests at an inauguration do not a revolution make. But all of these liberalologists are brushing up against existing United States law in terms of what they're doing, whether it's threatening the electors and so forth. Again, Moore seems to be part of this attempt to create this illusion that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president because a bunch of snowflakes and buttercups and crybabies are throwing tantrums on the ground. And the reality is that Donald Trump won the election by the rules everybody agreed to play by going on in, and now Hillary and the liberalologists are screaming that the rules must be changed retroactively to give them the victory. Apparently the participation trophy isn't good enough for Hillary.
Right. Well, I noticed also, I think it was on one of the other websites, talked about how the Senate now, Mitch McConnell is trying to organize, rally the troops there to say it's illegitimate, it's invalid, the elections, and Russia hacked it, of course. I'm blown away that, here the CIA has come out and said they show no proof, offer no proof to say that these allegations are true. The White House has even said, we don't have any proof. It's a hunch, but they have no proof to offer. And you need something called proof, evidence, when you make these accusations. And I just see the Senate
normally,
trying to
yes. I mean, it's just guilt by acclamation. The attitude they've got out there is that this accusation of Russia aiding Donald Trump's election is so serious that even innocence cannot be used as a defense. If Hillary is making a power play at the Electoral College or some other means, part of that is they have to make it look like Trump isn't really legitimate. They're not getting the traction on it. I'll tell you the one thing that really worries me is that Trump is still going around the country on his thank you tour. I think it is a huge, huge mistake. He's up in Wisconsin tonight because if somebody could get a shot off at Trump before next Monday, then the Electoral College could hand the White House to Hillary Clinton and everybody would say they really didn't have any choice, did they?
Well, wouldn't they just hand it off to Pence?
No, not until Trump wins the Electoral College. Then a Donald Trump assassination puts Pence into the White House. If Trump is assassinated before next Monday, before the Electoral College actually meets, then the Electoral College, all of the Trump delegates are instantly unbound.
Well, it just kind of looks like the Senate is trying very hard to nullify this election and then have a new election. It just kind of looks that way. Do you believe that's a possibility?
I've been hearing that as well, that they're talking about canceling this election and having another one next summer and hiring twice as many vote riggers. Again, the reason for all of this, it isn't that official Washington loves Hillary Clinton. They absolutely hate her guts. But after 30 years of narcocracy, Hillary Clinton has got all of these politicians by the short and curlies. Everyone who used the Clinton Foundation as a slush fund or a laundry. She's got the CIA because of the cocaine smuggling that was going on out of Arkansas or into Arkansas from Nicaragua. She's got the blackmail goods. And early in the year, she was sending out the message, if I don't get the White House, I'm going to start ruining people and bring down the government if I have to.
Right.
And that's what's going on right now. All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, Fox News just ran into the story here where the propaganda against Iran is now cranking on up, and they had this video of Iran's leader meeting with a terrorist leader. That was the banner headline. Didn't even have any names. Iran's leader meets with terrorist leader, and they show these two guys getting together and shaking hands and everything. And the story is that Iran's leader has met with the head of this group in Palestine that is working for Palestinian statehood, but he's a terrorist because the U.S. State Department says he is. That's the entire basis. Our State Department says he's a terrorist, therefore he is, and you shouldn't question that. And so they're ramping up that as well. It is getting crazy out there. Now then, latest survey is showing that Americans don't really trust scientists on GMOs. And you shouldn't anyway. Science isn't about trust. Science isn't a belief system. It's not a religion. Science is about scientific method, and the core of scientific method is reproducibility of results. You're not supposed to take any scientist's word for anything, no matter how many white lab coats they're wearing. The reason there is a scientific method is the recognition that individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians or individual clergy. And scientific method is a system outside human agency to validate results, to sort what's really going on in the world versus what is being sold by politicians. The reason Galileo was ultimately vindicated was because other astronomers could duplicate his results with their telescopes. That's what reproducibility is. Certainly one of the hallmarks of the global warming fraud has been this insistence that we accept their word as to what's going on without any verification. Remember when Hadley Climate Research Unit came on out with this, oh, the world is warming, we've got all this temperature data, and other climatologists said, can we see your raw data and your methodology? And Hadley CRU said, no, you can't. You can't look at what we did. Just look at the final graph. That's all you need to know. They said, why can't we look at the raw data? Oh, we ran out of room on our computer and we deleted all the raw data. Here, look at this very fancy chart we produced at huge expense and take our word for it. So people shouldn't trust scientists just because they're scientists. They shouldn't trust politicians just because they're politicians. Verify the facts for yourself, regardless of where you are. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as we watch Hillary and the liberalologists running around like a chicken with its head cut off, not realizing they're dead, not willing to fall down just yet, just going to flop around, make a lot of noise for a bit. We need to remember that Thomas Jefferson once said that the highest duty of every American citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices, which is why it has been amazing to see the corporate media arguing the position that Americans should not have ever heard about how the DNC and Hillary cheated Bernie Sanders in the primary, and taking the position that if the American people had only paid attention to what the corporate media said about Hillary and Trump, that Hillary would have won. That's all you needed to know. That you shouldn't be fully informed. That you know too much. That's literally what they're saying. The corporate media and the government are worried that you, the American people, know too much. Certainly the thing that you know and should remember first and foremost is how much you've been lied to your entire lifetime. Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin gas, Russia hacking the election, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. The attack on the USS Liberty was poor eyesight and bad weather. Lusitania didn't have weapons. Pearl Harbor was a complete surprise. On and on and on. Humans are warming the planet. Vaccines are perfectly safe. How much more do you have to be lied to before you realize that's all this government and corporate media know how to do? And they're in a panic right now, apparently even this late in the evolution of the independent media. Government and corporate media were still absolutely convinced that Americans only thought what corporate media told them to think. And Trump's landslide, overwhelming election fraud victory was the watershed, the wake-up call. And now they're in a panic because they know when it unravels, it's going to unravel all the way. All the lies will come on out. Talking about government lies, talking about government corruption and deception is now acceptable in polite company. And that's a very, very dangerous situation for the money junkies. Talking about how private central banking doesn't serve the country or its people. Talking about Wall Street fraud, which has become epidemic and constant, and people are now understanding it's always been that way. It's unraveling. And I keep seeing these parallels between what this nation is going through right now with the independent media and what the Soviet Union was going through with the Samizdat just months before it all completely fell apart and they had an opportunity to start a new country called the Russian Republics. I'd like to see Trump in the White House. I'd like to see possibly this country changing course and going back. But it may all fall apart even with Trump in the White House. It certainly will if Hillary stages a soft coup. It will be the end of the United States as we have known it. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I'm going to be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have yourself a good evening. Remember, you are part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Take what you learn from the website. Share it with everybody that you know. Don't forget to check out the ProPure ads at Republic Broadcasting. There's a Christmas special going on right now, 25% off. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.